Katie Anderson, Julia Meek, welcome.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Make Me a Mask. Julia, this campaign was your brainchild. What prompted the whole thing?
Genuinely, it was concern about where we were with the COVID, where we needed to go. And as everything was getting back on track, this is not going away. What can we do about it? We have to get it right. How can we do it? So it really all came together in a Sunday morning meditation. I verbalized it to Katie, and there you go.
And Katie, why is Make Me a Mask such a good fit for our station?
WBOY has been covering the coronavirus pandemic for several months now. And time again, we're told by health professionals that wearing a mask is the most effective way to prevent the spread of COVID-19. So there's the common sense component. And in addition to that, WBOY has really positioned itself over the years to be a convener of conversations, especially when it comes to Northeast Indiana's arts and culture scene. So Make Me a Mask is something that both informs our community about how you can protect yourself and others during the pandemic, and it also showcases our region's creativity.
Let's focus on some of the basics. How does this project work, and what are we asking listeners to do?
First and foremost, if you really want to raise awareness about a serious subject, we believe that a good way to do that is to make it fun. Also make it communal and make it something that touches the heart and soul and creativity. And then let their creativity run wild, making a crazy statement with that mask. Now, it need not actually protect one as much as the manufactured masks that are out there for that purpose. This is all about the intention to raise awareness.
What are we planning to do with the entries?
So we'll be posting them on social media and on our website.
Think recycle, think repurpose, think all the ways you can put something together unconventionally, do it, have a picture taken with you in it, and that is what you will share with us. Sending your name and information, pretty much that's it, electronically to our website.
Who do we hope will participate? And also, who do we hope to reach with the entries and the attention that we get from this?
Anyone and everyone. I think there are so many creatives in Fort Wayne and Northeast Indiana, and so this contest really is open to anyone who wants to give it a go.
And we're actually running it from 4th of July until Labor Day. Meanwhile, a lot of summer programs, in fact, most summer programs aren't going on as planned and as normal. So we reckon that a lot of people of all ages, from 6 to 106, might want something just really fun to do. Those are the folks that we're hoping to reach, and we think that we will.
Now, obviously, masks are something that we have been getting used to throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, but Julia, when and why did masks become a passion for you?
Actually, when I was such a wee little kid, always the fascination for the art-centric, of course, that's one thing. But the very act of mask making, it's an ancient custom, it's a religious custom, a very social and art-centric custom, to be sure. That all combined is just something that attracted me to making them, of course, collecting them. And as I go about teaching freelance art my whole life, that's something that really resonates with people of all ages.
And Katie, this project is kind of a blending of public radio and public health. How does this project deepen WBOI's connection with our community?
Well, I do know that Julia and Leah Denny, that's WBOI's special event coordinator, have been very hard at work reaching out to other organizations in our community to get their people involved. So we're excited to see what they all come up with. And I'm really excited that we get to kick off a mass community-wide art project, because over the years, we've seen other organizations get the community involved with an art project. Painting of the mastodons, designing really creative bike racks that you can see all around downtown. And we've seen so many murals pop up over the years as well. And I'm just thrilled that we get to start something like this and have it be open to literally everyone who wants to participate. And I think it will create a beautiful mosaic of our community.
What's our long-term goal and dream here?
The ultimate long-term goal is to come out on the other side of all of this healthy as one and as happy as can be. Masks being, I believe, our insurance, the next step would be getting folks used to and agreeing with the idea of wearing masks.
And wearing masks is something that has met with some resistance. How feasible is it to think that we'll be able to change hearts and minds?
Statistically, it's hard to enact a change, even if it's for the better. That's a well-known fact, even though it's for the best. This isn't the first time in my lifetime. Of course, back in the 60s, the no shirt, no shoes, no enter was a real big issue. And in the 80s, something had to be done with getting everyone to wear seatbelts. Neither of those concepts were popular when they began. And interestingly enough, going with the art, going with the lighter touch, something as serious as seatbelts, for example, click it and ticket, that was mandated, you know, of course. But we just hope to see masks take over and those wanting them and needing them feeling that they are backed by the support of the whole world as well.
A lot of people see masks as a burden, and, you know, they're not always the most comfortable thing in the world, but if it can be a means of artistic expression, creative expression, then I think that will be really encouraging to a lot of folks.
How far do we envision this going? Is it something that we're then hoping makes a bigger statement, reaches further beyond Northeast Indiana?
You know, there's so much division these days, and even mask wearing has somehow gotten political to some people. But truly, I think wearing a mask, especially like today, is an act of caring for one another. And so I hope that maybe that spirit catches on with other people.
Really, the sky or the globe might be the limit. And we have friends, followers around the country and even further reaching than that. And I hope that anybody and everybody that wants to support our cause would. It's such a magnificent one, after all, to support.
And why are we confident that starting here, our community will rally behind it?
I'm going to go by statistics. Fort Wayne is the city that saved itself, and we are proud of that. We're broadening our horizons and our goal. Let's save the world.
What are some of our medium and then long-term goals for this project moving forward?
Well, certainly that mask wearing becomes more mainstream, because we aren't really seeing any significant decline in the number of COVID-19 cases. Hospitals are getting fuller in capacity, and there isn't a vaccine or anything like that in immediate sight. So this is something that we'll be battling throughout the entire year. Schools are going to be back in session in the fall, possibly. I think it's a little unclear yet how that will be conducted. Coronavirus isn't something that's going away anytime soon, and if we can encourage people to wear masks now, we'll be all the better for it.
And as we work to move into the heart of our own downtown Fort Wayne as a radio station, we want that to be a healthy, wonderful, welcoming place. And so what else would we say but make me a mask?
And the Make Me a Mask project does sound like something that definitely scratches that creative itch. Why do we think that approach is going to be effective?
Because it puts a fun spin on wearing a mask. And so much of the news, pretty much all the news about coronavirus, can be pretty sad and depressing. And this just takes a little bit of a fun spin on a not so great situation. You know, we're not making light of coronavirus or the horrible things that have happened because of it. But if we can encourage people to make safe choices and wear a mask, and people can have fun while doing a mask and make their own, then I think that can make us all better.
First of all, what Katie said, and I can only add, help us spread the good word and stop the spread of coronavirus.
Katie Anderson, Julia Meek, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Ben.